Looking to improve his lifestyle, Johnson began to travel the country in search of fights that would pay him cash. And despite the racial barriers, Johnson establishes himself as the man to beat.
He's very calculated. He's a counterpuncher. He rarely gets hit, and he's extremely speedy with his hands.
Because of Johnson's skill and color, white boxers refuse to fight him. But eventually, Johnson's persistence pays off when reigning heavyweight champion Tommy Burns agrees to put his title on the line.
Well, this is the scene at Rushcutters Bay in Sydney, Australia. An electric excitement has captured the fans as they prepare to watch Burns make the 12th defense of his heavyweight championship.
Shaq Johnson dominates the fight.
A good right uppercut. Another ripping right uppercut by Johnson. It's apparent that Burns is almost at an insurmountable disadvantage against this magnificent fighting machine, Jack Johnson.
And in the end, Tommy Burns is pretty much out of commission.
Johnson rushes in, lands an uppercut, three left hooks, which have Burns helpless.
He's about to knock out Tommy Burns, and basically they stop the fight because they're afraid that the white champion is going to go down by knockout to Jack Johnson.
Even though Johnson doesn't get the knockout, the white boxing world reluctantly hands over the title. But what really causes its critics to boil is his choice of women.
The only thing worse that Jack Johnson does, other than beating white men in the ring, is to have relationships with white women.